Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Brachot, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet. Continuing our analysis of the first Mishnah of the first of the seventh Perek, dealing with Birchat HaMazon, and we saw that in the second half of the Mishnah, it listed five items or circumstances where someone is exempt or may not be included in Zimun. And the first one was Tevel. Tevel is straight out food that Maserot have not been separated from. Tevel Pshita, so it should be obvious that that if someone eats Tevel, they can't make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha on food that's not permitted to be eaten. It's Pshita, so let's say you have a Tevel Tevel min Rabbanan. If it's Tevel de Rabbanan, Echidami, let's eat Sheinon Akuv. So if you plant something in a planter, and you grow it in a planter which has no hole at the bottom, so it's all its own separate dirt, then the Chiyuv Masrot is only de Rabbanan. Okay, Maser Rishon. So in the last podcast, we dealt with Maser Rishon Shinatramato and gave the circumstance of the Levi taking his Maser early. So Pshita, so let's say you have Dimo Bakri. This is even a case where the Levi took it at the granary. So Mahudatema Kanamala or Papa Labaya, perhaps our Papa's challenge to Abaya that it should be no different, and there should be no obligation of Trumat Maser. So Kamash Blanca Shanale, that Abaya's answer of Hayidgan draws that distinction. Masasheni, etc. So Pshita, Lotzricha Shiniftu Veloniftu Kilchatan. When did we say that Maser Sheni Vekdesh Shiniftu? That means even if Nivdu and you didn't give the Chomesh, when do we say that Lo Nivdu is no good? So it has to be Lo Nivdu that looks good, but we nonetheless are going to negate it. Maser Shein Gon Shpedal Gavei Asimon. If you redeemed it on a slug, meaning a coin that has no image on it, and it's just its inherent metal value. Rachman Amar Tzarta Kesef Biyadcha, when the Torah talks about redeeming Maser Shein, use the word Vitzarta, which means to tie the silver. But the drush is, Kesef sheyesh alav tzura, it has to be silver that has a tzura in a form. And hekdesh shechilu al gabei karkov, lopta obi kesef, chmona marantana kesef akamlo, it's the most famous pasuk in Shas, it doesn't exist. It's v'nantana kesef akam, v'arachlo, etc. It's really two pasukim put together, but the idea is that you have to redeem hekdesh on silver, not on land, so if you redeemed it on land, it doesn't count. Shemasha achal pachot mikazayit pshita. So if a shemasha ate less than a kazayit, doesn't starif. Nobody's made starif they ate less than a kazayit. The answer is that a ton of ratio kazayit, ton of sefer, not pachot mikazayit. You're right. It's just parallel construction. Since the first list in the Mishnah included a shemasha that ate a kazayit, so they may mention a shemasha that ate less than a kazayit. Vanochri emezam nalav. We said a non-Jew is a pshita. It's obvious that he doesn't count. Achamaskim beger shemal velo taval. This is a discussion in the Tafim Zion of Yevamot, what exactly affects the Giyur. So we're taking the position that the Giyur must do both Brit Milah and Tvilah. Now, Rami Yochanan, Allah may no Ger Ad Shimol V'Yitpol, because Rami Yochanan's position is that he has to do both. Chamar Lo Taval Nochriyu. So if he did Brit Milah but didn't yet do Tvilah, you might think he counts towards a Zimun. And the answer is no, it's nothing till he's done everything. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Nashim avadim uktanim en mezamnin aleim. We do not include women, slaves, or minors in the Zimun. Riosi katan mutal ba'arisa mezamnin alav. So he says something very strange. He says, if you have a kid in a crib, he is included. But na nashim avadim uktanim en mezamnin aleim. But our Mishnah said the opposite. So huda amar kav Shimon Levi. The answer is he was saying of Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi, pishamru, alfa pishamru katan mutal arisa en mezamnin alav, said, even though you can't count him, avadesino to snifla asara. He can be your tenth. Meaning, if you have two guys plus a baby, that doesn't count. But if you have nine, so the baby can be number 10. For Mishum, maybe Tisham ve'eved mitztarfin. Meaning, for Zimun or for Minyan, you have nine plus an eved kanani. Meitavei is a famous story in Gittin Lamed Chet. Ma'aseb Rabbi Eliezer, shenichasavei ha'knesset v'lamatzah asara. Rabbi Eliezer came into the Beit Knesset, and he found, we think, nine, including himself. So he freed his slave, so that now the slave is a Jew, and he got a minion. It's only because he freed him. The answer is trades to Rihu. There were only eight, including Rabbi Eliezer. He had two slaves, he freed one, and then and the other one he didn't free became number 10. So parenthetically, and this is the Sugyan Gittin, how was he able to free his slave? If someone frees his Eved Kanani, he violates an Asay Shnamar Leolam Bahem Tavodu. You should keep them working all the time, keep them as slaves all the time. The answer is Lidvar mitzvah shani. He freed him for a purpose of a mitzvah to make a minyan. Mitzvah ba'avirahi, but that's a mitzvah that you're accomplishing through a sin. So the answer is mitzvah derav mishani. It's a mitzvah for the public, and therefore it trumps that. Now this is not a collection of Rabbi Shimon Levi statements, because there are literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of them. But rather, we heard Rabbi Shimon Levi about a baby, and then about a slave as number 10. So there's another statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi about the value of number 10. A person should always get to the Beit Knesset early to be among the first 10. Shafilu me'a ba'im acharav, even if you have 100 people come later, kibel av schar kulam, he gets the schar of all of them. They don't get a schar. He gets a schar equal to that of all of them, because he's part of the first 10. All right, we're going to continue on this theme of 9 plus. Amar Avuna, Tish'a ve'aron mitzarfin. Is this something strange? You have 9 people plus the aron. Now, this is not for birkat hamazon, this is for tefillah. That's a minyan. Amar Rav Nachman, aron gavrahu. Is the aron a person? Avuna, Tish'a ne'in kasar mitzarfin. What he meant was if 9 look like 10, then they count. So Amrilakim Khanfi, Amrilakim Vadri. Some people think that's if they're all crowded together, some of the dafka spread apart. So Miyami Shnaim Shabbat mitzarfin. If you have 2 people together eating on Shabbat, there's a Zimun. So Rav Nachman had the same challenge. Shabbat Gavru, Shabbat's not a person, doesn't count as 3. Allah Amrabiyami Shtaitam Chacham Khadin Zabahalacham mitzarfin. If you have 2 Tamil Chachamim who are chavrutot and sharpen each other Bahalacha, then they count as a Zimun. So Machvi Rav Chista Gon Anav Rav Sheshet. Rav Chista, it's a beautiful thing, pointed to Rav Sheshet and said, like Rav Sheshet and I. Rav Sheshet Gon Anav Rav Chista. Rav Sheshet did the same thing, but Rav Chista said, like Rav Chista and I. Amar Yochanan, Katan Poreach, Mimzamnin Alav. Katan Poreach seems to be a young man who's just about the age. So we can include him for a Zimun. This is not a katan who is in the crib. He's already brought simanim, but he's underage. Shtei sarot is it. We studied that recently in Nida. We don't look too carefully at the issue. So haguf akasha, that's an inherent contradiction. So you said that we have to discern whether or not he brought shtei sarot. Then you said we're not so careful. Latuye mai, what's that including? Lav latuye katan poreach, isn't that there to include a katan poreach? But v'lei techot akochol anishmata, we do not accept any of these rulings. Ela kihadam Rav Nachman katan odel mimvarchim zamni alav. If a child understands who we're davening to, we include him. Abayev Rava habayatli kamed Rava, very famous story. Abayev, of course, was brought up by Rava, and Rava was his childhood friend. Amalu Rabba. Rabba came to the two of them studying and said, "Lamim Varchin, who do we bless?" Amalei the Rachmana, to the merciful one. Rachmana Eche Yativ. So Rabba said, "Where is he?" Rava Achvi L'Shmei Tfala. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaye Nafik L'Rava Achvi Klapei Shmaya. Abaye went outside and pointed to the heavens. You have to assume they were little kids at the time. Amalu Rabba Tarvaychu Rabbanan Chavitu. Both of you are going to be great students. Hanu Damri Inshi. That's the famous statement. Butzin Mikatfei Adia. You can tell how good a gourd is going to be when you first cut it. In other words, you could see how a person's going to be from their youngest interactions. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Beredu Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmed Rav. A quote from Rav. Tish'achlu dagan v'charachal yerek. If 9 people ate bread and 1 ate vegetables, nay, together, mitzarfin, you've got a minyan for Berkat HaMazon, which we will see later on in the perek, what that is made of, how that's different. Rabbi Zera Bar Minem Rav Yehuda. So I asked Rav Yehuda, who was the prize student of Rav, Shmona mahu. What if you have 8 grain and 2 8 vegetables? Shiva mahu. What about 7? Amalei lo shna. Same thing. You got a minyan. Shisha vaday lo mivayali. I certainly did not ask about 6. Rabbi Yirmiyah. So now Rabbi Zera made aliyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah was his student. Said to him, Shaper avdad lo mivaylach. You did good not to ask. Because hatam time mamishum de ikaruba. Because once you say 8 and 7 are okay, it's because of rov. Hachanami ikaruba. So 6 is also a rov. There's no reason to ask about 6. The Iu Savra of Zera said, I made a mistake not to ask, because Ruba de Minkarbain, and maybe you need a overwhelming rove, like 7 or 8, 6 maybe too close to the middle, and I should have asked. Okay, story. This is about Alexander Yanai, who, I read in Kiddushin in the 4th Perek, was a pretty terrible guy when it came to the relationship with the Chachamim. And Yanai Malka, Malka Takrichu Rifta Bahadeh Adadi. So Yanai Malka and his wife, Shlomo Tzion Malka, whose brother was Shimon ben Shetach, ate bread together. Umidikatal the rabbanan, he had killed all of the rabbis. Lohavila inish levuchilu, he had nobody to say birkat hamazon for him. He didn't know how to say it. Amaravitu, he asked his wife, man yarivon gavra demarachlan, can we find a guy who will say birkat hamazon for us? You got to swear to me if I bring you somebody, you won't hurt him. Ishtavalai took the oath. So she brought Shimon Shatach out of hiding, her own brother. And he placed Rav Shimon Shatach between Yanai and his wife, Rav Shimon Shatach's sister. And Yanai, Alexander Yanai, said to Shimon Shatach, look how much honor I'm giving you. You're not honoring me. It's the Torah that's honoring me. You play with it and tease it and it lifts you up. So he said to his wife, you see, he doesn't accept my authority, which means he's trying to get out of his oath. So they gave him a kos to say Birkat HaMazon. What should I say? Baruch Shachal Yanai v'chavarav mishalo, Yanai and his entourage ate God's food. Well, how can I bless? Shate lo kasa. So he drank that cup. Yavulei kasa chun, they give him another cup. Uvarich, then he's blessed. Yavrei Rav Chia bar Abba. So he said, Shimon Shetach da'avad l'garmehu da'avad. What he did was for himself. Because da'achem Rav Chia bar Abba or miyochem l'amen motzit avin yechvatana etshokal kazayit agad. He kept him motzi others till he really eats bread. He was doing it because he was in this uncomfortable situation. So, Meitav Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Allah ve'hesevi ma'hem, if you went up and joined a group, afilo tavali ma'hem elabatsir, even if you only ate a little bit of aloha ma'hem elagrogrit achat, and you only ate one fig, mitzvah, if you can count. The answer is yes, it's terrific mitzvah, if you can count towards them. You can't say berkat hamazon on their behalf, ajochal kazayit agan, until you ate at least a kazayit. So, we were saying, Shimon Shetach, what he did may have been to save himself, but it wasn't the proper behavior. Eat marnami, or at least a model. Eat marnami, amarav chana bar Yehuda mishmei derava, afilu lo tavali mahim ela batzir, even if you only a little bit, velo achali mahim like rogo tachat mitztaref. You can count, eat with them, and you count towards their zimun, even if you only ate like one fig. Motzi them, eno motzi that shiocha kazait agan, you need to eat a kazait of bread. What's the halacha? If you ate even just some vegetables and drank some wine, you count. You cannot do so until you eat a kazayit of dagan. And now, this next piece that will take us to the end of the podcast is some of the essentials of Birkat HaMazon, where Birkat HaMazon comes from. We'll start with the Maimer of Rav Nachman. Moshe tikin liYisrael berchat hazan mishaasher alayim man. Now, what this sounds like is that Moshe established a bracha that people should say after they eat when the man came down, and it was berchat hazan, and that was all they said. Yehoshua tikin liberchat haaretz after they entered Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua added a second bracha, thanking God for the land. Kivan shechusul haaretz. David and Shlomo tiknu bonei Yerushalayim. After they conquered Yerushalayim, David and Shlomo established in two stages the bracha for Yerushalayim. David tiken al Yisrael amecha ve'al Yerushalayim irecha. And like the Rav Yoh points out, clearly the wording was not the same. It wasn't uvnei Yerushalayim, but rather shmor al Yerushalayim, frosukat shlomecha Yerushalayim, protect Yerushalayim. Shlomo tiken al vayit agadol hakadosh, to protect the house, the Beit HaMikdash, David couldn't establish. There was no house. Hatov ameitiv v'yavne tiknua. That was established in Yavne. When was that? Can they get Arugei Beitar? Now, the timing is a little strange because it's unclear whether they were really in Yavne after Beitar. But Beitar, which happened in the summer of 135, and according to Yerushalmi, it was two full years later that the Jews were allowed to come in and bury the dead. Rav Matna, Oto Ayom Shnitnu Arugei Beitar Likvura Tiknu B'Yavne Tova Meitiv. The same day that they allowed us to bury them, they established the bracha atov ha-meitiv. Why atov shelo yisrichu? That their bodies miraculously didn't decompose. Meitiv shenitnu l'kvura. And a meitiv that God allowed us to bury them. Tanu Rabbanan, say to brachat ha-mazon kachi. So this is one opinion about the system of brachat ha-mazon. Let's see. Tanu Rabbanan, we got a brighter. Say to brachat ha-mazon kachi. How does brachat ha-mazon look? Bracha rishonah is brachat ha-zan. The second one is brachat ha-aretz. Al aretz val ha-mazon. Shlishit is bonei Yerushalayim. Revi'it is hatov ha-metiv. Okay, that's simple. Uve Shabbat, what do you do? Matchil b'nechama u'mesayim b'nechama. Which is why, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, the riff starts off recent podcast, the Rif starts out in his nusach, and the Gaon adopts this nusach, not Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, but rather Nachameinu B'vinyan Tzion Urech, etc., and ends with Menachem Tzion Uvonei Yerushalayim. You mentioned Shabbat in the middle. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ratzala Omra Benachama Omra, if you want to say Shabbat there, it's fine. Berachata Aretz Omra, you could say, mention Shabbat in the second bracha. Chachin Gochav Miyavno, the fourth bracha Omra. Chachamim Ein Omra El Benachama Bilvad. Chachamim say it must be said in the second bracha, in the third bracha. Chachamayinu Tanakama. They're the same as Tanakama, they're different. Ikebenayu Diavad. Chachamim seem to say the Chatchila, you must say it in that bracha, but the Avad will accept it, and the Tanakama doesn't even allow for any variations. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, and we're going to see now another source of the way that we understand Berachat HaMazon. Minan Berachat HaMazon Minat Torah. How do we know you have to say Berachat HaMazon at all from the Torah? Shneamar, V'achalta V'savata V'erachta. What's that? Zu Berachat HaZan. That's a reference to the bracha, thanking God for food. Et Adonai Elohecha. Zubrachat HaZimun, that's a reference to Zimun, when you mention God's name. Al Ha'aretz, Zubrachat Ha'aretz, thanking God for the land. HaTovah, Ha'aretz HaTovah, HaTovah is Bonei Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Omer, Ha'har HaTovah Zeh V'al Vanon. We see that Yerushalayim, the place of the Mikdash, is referred to Ha'har HaTov. So Ha'aretz HaTovah is a reference to Yerushalayim, an allusion. Asher Natan Lach, the end of the Pasuk, Zu HaTov HaMetiv, which means, according to this Braita, all the Brachot are Doraita. Now, all I know is that I have to say Berachat HaMazon after eating. How do I know I have to say a blessing before I eat? We have this on the Chaf Aleph. Amart Kal V'chomer. Shu Saveim V'rech. If you thank God when you're full, Shu Ra'ev L'Kol Shekein. Certainly when you're hungry, you should thank God. Rebbe Omer Einot Tzarich. Rebbe says, I've got a different system. V'chalta V'savat V'rechta Zu Berachat HaZan. Berachat HaZimun, as we saw in the previous podcast, the beginning of the Perek, Migadlu L'Adonai Tinaf. I have a different pasuk for that. So therefore, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, and now al ha'aretz zayin berachat ha'aretz, atova zu b'nishalayim, v'chin amara atova zav almanon, same thing, atova etiv, b'yavna tiknuha. So according to this, atova metiv is not the oraita. And now, in the alacharav, v'fana minayin, same thing, tamalomar shanatam lach, mishanatam lach, different drasha. Not a kal v'chomer, how we know you have to make a bracha beforehand, but rather, ashanatam lach becomes the bracha beforehand, from the minute he gave you the food, you have to thank him. So Asher Natan Lach isn't for Atova Meitiv because it's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Eino Tzarich, I've got a different drasha. Harei Omer, Uveirachet Lach Machavet Mimecha. God will bless your food and your water. Al Tikre Uveirach, that he will bless, Ela Uvarech, bless your food and your water, means there's an allusion at the end of Parshat Mishpatim to the fact that you have to bless God before eating. When is it called? Bread? Kodem Shiochlan, before you eat it. Rabbi Natan Omer, Eretz Tzarich, I've got a different drasha. Arei Omer, Kivuachem Ayerkein, Tzidon Tov B'Yerem Yalem, Amat Alechol, Kilo Echal Amad Bo'o, Kivuach HaZevach HaRachen Yochlu HaKruim. This is when Shaul and his lad are looking for the donkeys, and the lad convinces Shaul to go up to see Shmuel HaNavi to find out where the donkeys are, and on the way in, they meet some girls, and the girls give them a very, very long answer to tell them that Shmuel has just arrived and he's going to officiate at a korban, and then hu yivarech hazevach, he will bless the zevach, and then all the invitees will eat. So parenthetically, here's another allusion to the idea that you have to make a bracha before eating. Chokach lama, by the way, why do girls talk so much? Fishanashim dabrani yotain, so one answer is that women talk a lot. Shmuel amar kereis takelbi afyoshel Shaul, the other was they liked to look at Shaul, he was very attractive, and so they talked for a long time, said, keep him around. Dichtiv, Mishichmo v'mala gavo mikolam. He was head and shoulders above the people, literally. Yochem Rav Yishein Malchut Nogar B'chavrata Filik L'onimai. That's a different take. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping Shmuel from meeting Shaul too early so that Shaul would not take over the ruling of Yisrael from Shmuel too early because Shmuel had to complete his time of being the ruler until handing it over to Shaul, and kingdoms cannot overlap even by one little hair. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast with more investigation. We'll do this one last paragraph. V'ainli ela berchat hamazon. This is echoes of what we just saw. Berchat haTorah minayin. Again, we saw this on Chaf Aleph. How do you know that you have to say bracha on the Torah? Hamishmal kal v'chomer. So what's the kal v'chomer? Al chayesh sha'am v'varech. Al chayeh olam haba lo kol shekein. If you thank God for temporary things like food, certainly you should thank God for eternal life, which is Torah. So now we quote from Rabbi Shmuel from a student. Enot Sarich. So Rabbi Shmuel himself said Kal Vachomer. And then Rabbi Shmuel evidently said Enot Sarich. Are we Omer Ala Aretz Atova Shanatan Lach? Anomer Atan Lacha Educhot Avin Atova Mitzvah Shekatavti. So he says, actually, the Kal Vachomer I gave was not necessary because the Pasuk of Aperchat Amazon used the word Asher Natan Lach, and Asher Natan Lach V'Etnah Lacha is used in the context of Torah. So whatever God gives us, we have to say a brachat. So as a tangential point, Rameir says, how do you know that you have to thank God for things that are not so great or bad things? That God gave you. Dayancha b'chol din shadancha, whatever he gives you, bein midah tova, bein midah puranut. It's Hashem, barachamim or alokecha, is dayan. Whatever he gives you, you have to thank him. Rabbi Yehuda Mateo Omer, einot tzarich. I've got a different pasuk for that. Rabbi Omer, tova, hatova, haaretz hatova. Tova, zutora. This is now a source, not for brachat ra'ah, for brachat ha-torah. V'chein imarat kach tov natat lechem. Torah is called tov. So therefore, when the Torah says you have to thank God for Haaretz HaTova, if it just said Tova, that would include Torah. HaTova Zubinyan Yerushalayim. Chen Omer HaTova Zeh V'Halavanon. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast with some of the liturgical verbiage that must be included in the different brachot. In the meantime, we'll pause here and wish everybody a wonderful day.